dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Hi, everybody. This is Debbie Dashinger, and welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. It's truly my honor and pleasure always to be with you, and I have something in my life that is my signal. I once had an angel reader tell me that some of my people who are on the other side, when they were trying to communicate that they had my back, that all was going to be well, they would send me a feather. And of course, don't you know, I am finding feathers at the most opportune times, the most needed times. Well, I found one this morning, and I'm looking at it right now, and it's always in the strangest places. And I love that they do that because I'm the most open skeptic you'll ever meet. And so I found this feather in a strange place, which was more meaningful, which to me meant it really was a gift from the other side. But I'm laughing a little bit because it's broken. I wonder what that message is. Usually they're fully intact, but this one is a broken feather. So I still receive, and I think receiving is a key word for most of us who are doing big work out in the planet, that I receive the message, I receive the care, I receive that I am seen and noticed, and that it's somehow meaningful on the other side that I do what I do and that all is well. So thank you for that, to everyone on the other side even who is listening to this show. Well, it's Dare to Dream, and this was created to inspire my listeners to take steps toward their dreams and turn those dreams into a reality. I definitely, a little later on, am going to bring somebody on who has done just that. Stephen Halpern will be on later. Since 1975, Stephen Halpern, PhD, has been a popular speaker at leading holistic health and complementary healing centers and conferences worldwide. He's presented workshops at Esalen, the Omega Institute, Kripalu, and the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. Stephen has spoken at the 6th International Conference on Stress, the National Music Therapy Association, the American Massage Therapy Association, and the International Alliance for Accelerated Learning. Stephen's a Grammy-nominated, award-winning composer, recording artist, and producer whose healing music has helped millions worldwide to experience the blessings and benefits of deep relaxation and inner peace. That is an angel feather right there. So to start the show, I want to talk about success and aligning ourselves with being the success we're here to be. It's such an amazing word, success. And there's a lot of things that have been attributed to success, but I want to be very clear. It's cool if your meaning is about houses and cars and money. I'm really not speaking about that. What I'm really speaking about with success is you doing what you came here to do, expressing your song out into the world in a way that's indigenous to you, authentic to you, and feels so right and light and resonates with those around you because you're being you. I today was going to take my puppy for a walk, and I noticed some papers on our coffee table. My boyfriend goes to a very progressive temple. I'm not a great Jew, I have to say, because I'm just more spiritual based than religious based. But I do have gratitude that I was born Jewish, and he is very involved with our very progressive open temple. So he's taking a class. He takes many there, and I found some of his notes from class. It's life-changing tips inspired by Rumi. I mean, how cool a class is that? I wanted to read a couple of these. He doesn't even know I'm doing this, but I love this. So this is from Rumi, a couple of Quotes, do not be satisfied with the stories that come before you. Unfold your own myth. Have faith. As you start to walk out on the way appears. Don't be concerned with what others think of you. I want to sing like the birds sing, not worrying about who hears or what they think. With that in mind, here's a little bit for me. Success doesn't discriminate you. Success wants you, and you need to want it too. And I want to even change the word want because its etymology is lack. So what I really want to say is success desires you. Desire it too. Overcome any fears or doubts about success. Overcome self-doubt and be less self-conscious. And know you deserve to be successful. It is your birthright, actually, to be successful and abundant. And know that success is waiting for you. It's ready to receive you with open arms. Plus, know that success is not limited. It is not limited to a few privileged ones. Time or knowledge does not constrain it. It's not designated to you by others. Success is yours, and it is in your power to get it. Overcome what stops you. Claim your success and your happiness through patience, persistence, perseverance, practice, and positive thinking. It's so true. It really does take all of those. I always say it takes action and non-action to create a dream come true. It takes action because, yes, of course, you must align and take steps, do things, pronounce to the universe energetically, I'm here, I'm ready to play, bring it, I desire this. And then, of course, the meditation, the deep relaxation, the peace, the silence. That is the door for the universe to come in and create miracles on your behalf. So both are powerful and much needed. Don't be afraid of failure. Henry Ford from Ford Motors said, failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, and this time more intelligently. This one's from Colonel Sanders, who, by the way, I met once upon a time in an Israeli airport. Yes, he was a great scientist, believe it or not. So that secret recipe, there was science behind it. Colonel Sanders, who founded KFC, said, I made a resolve then that I was going to amount to something if I could, and no hours, no amount of labor, nor amount of money would deter me from giving the best that there was in me. And I have now done that ever since, and I win by it, I know. Leonardo da Vinci said, it had long since come to my attention that people of accomplishment rarely sat back and let things happen to them. They went out and happened to things. So it is your time for your idea of success to go out and happen to things in your life. Success is yours, and it is in your power to get it. Stephen Halpern is here. He's a Grammy-nominated recording artist, researcher, author, pioneering sound healer, and a 40-year stealth agent for subtle activism. A founding father of New Age music, his classic recordings such as Chakra Suite, Deep Theta, Mindful Piano, and Relax Into Sleep are used worldwide in healing and corporate wellness centers, classrooms, hospitals, and hospice. You can find out more about this amazing man at StephenHalpern.com. Stephen, welcome to Dare to Dream. It is so great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Debbie, and I really enjoyed that story. I certainly resonate with that as well. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much. I love your voice. You are reminding me of home in New York. Is that where you hearken from?
Yes, hearken from a long time ago. It was just about this time in 1969, actually at the end of 1969, that I came out for 2 weeks, and some magical things happened, and I never went back to grad school and started a whole new life.
Well, you played trumpet and guitar in the 1960s New York City jazz scene. Fascinating. Trumpet and guitar, jazz scene. Why did you become disenchanted with that life?
Well, that sounds like the Wikipedia part. It wasn't so much disenchanted, but when I came out west, I actually was carrying my trumpet and guitar. My 8-piece jazz rock band had just been under contract to record our first album. We came down from Buffalo, where we were all in school or were working, and ran into the buzzsaw of getting ripped off by the record labels. So we didn't finish the session. I had 2 weeks before I needed to be back at school. So I hopped a plane, came out west, and before I came back, I was visiting Santa Cruz, hitching down from San Francisco, and back in those days, it was safe to hitch, and you know, talking philosophy and spirituality with the people in the van that picked me up. I said, well, you really don't want to go where you think you want to go. You want to go up on this mountain. There's a spiritual center up there that is talking about all these things you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So they took me up there, and making a long story short, I met one of the staff people. I was mistaken for a job applicant that had made an appointment, who didn't show, and I happened to show up at the mailbox just wow. at the moment. So he said, well, come back and audition for the staff. You could visit. You could walk down about a mile. There's a kind of a redwood grove, a natural amphitheater that was a sacred spot for the American Indians who used to live there. You could hang out there. So I walked down the road. My fingertips started buzzing, so I knew something was up. And when I got there, I was really, I had no choice but to sit down in that amazing energy vortex, and I went into a deep meditation, and I started hearing a new kind of music. I had been reading about the ancient power, the healing powers of music in ancient Greece and China and, of course, Egypt. And I was setting up a graduate program where I would be reading about and studying everything that had been done in the past, although obviously you couldn't hear any of that music. So part of my internal dream was setting on a quest to be able to hear and play music that would be healing in the late 1960s and in this century. That would be the modern counterpart of what was happening with Pythagoras and the ancient Egyptians. And in this meditation, I started hearing music that didn't sound like anything I'd ever heard, and for one of the only times in my life, actually heard words that said, this is the music that you've been praying to hear. Mm-hmm. Now your job is to take this out and share it with the world.
Wow.
And I had no idea what that meant, because I'm a trumpet player and a guitar player. I knew a little about piano. I'd fool around and play little blues and rock on it. I go back to audition for the staff. I had instructions and directions, went to the wrong building, and no one was there, but there was a piano in a big workshop room. So I sat down in at the piano, and basically went into the zone and started channeling the music that I had just been hearing. And about 10 minutes later, I hear some rustling in the room, and there's 12 people doing yoga, sitting in meditation, lying down, and finally someone coughs and said, who is this guy? What's he doing here? And the guy that I met said, oh, that's the guy that's applying for the staff position. This was like the sister organization of Esalen. They did, in those days it was called Human Potential, weekend retreats where people would learn the latest things about Zen or spiritual psychology or yoga. And it was Action Central. It was a great place to be. And someone else said, hire him as long as he plays that music for us. And that was the beginning. So for a while, I coexisted. I was still playing trumpet in bands. I was still playing guitar. But I needed to know more about what this music was. One of the scientists that was doing a workshop there was Dr. Stanley Krippner, and also from New York. Mm-hmm. He said, we see people meditating and doing yoga. That's called subjective evidence. If you want to be taken seriously as having being someone who's bringing through a new form of music that creates different effects when people listen to it, you need to do scientific research. You need to do biofeedback research. And I said, you know, I just gave up my graduate fellowship at Buffalo. I don't know how to do research. I don't have any money. He said, but I'm just now becoming the provost of a new program at Sonoma College, Sonoma State College, and we have the best biofeedback equipment in any college, you know, any university in the country, and if you apply, we'd love to have somebody do research like this. And we will get you a team, a faculty sponsor who will, design the experiment. And that was what changed my life. I continued in the jazz eating for the rest of that year and was invited to go to the Montreux Jazz Festival with a great band called The Fourth Wave. And the contract only allowed four people. I was the fifth member. I was just kind of sitting in on trumpet. I wasn't allowed to go. It was clear that my life needed to shift in direction, and I got into school and started doing the research, and the research proved using brainwave biofeedback, Curly and photography, we could actually see by the changes in the aura and the physiological effects of the music that it was very different than even the most relaxing classical music, certainly very different than pop or rock music. Not to say that those are not good, but that's about entertainment. What I was doing was dealing with brainwave entrainment and brainwave coherence. We were looking at a higher order of stimuli to get people into a state where they tuned into their own spiritual essence, where we helped them make their own connection to spirit by getting their brainwaves into the state that matches some of these window frequencies. And that's what got me changed. And then it was, how do you get this out to the world? Well, I made little demos and brought it to some of the record companies, and they kind of laughed and said, where's the beat? Where are the words? No one's going to listen to music that doesn't have a beat, that has all this silence in the spaces between the notes.
Mm.
And you use the word silence. Silence, right, is where spirit comes through. It's in the silence that we really make our connection. But most music, and including the music that I had been making previously, filled up all the silence with notes. In fact, the more notes you could play and the faster you could play, the more, strokes you got, and the more the highly reviewed you were. And as a trumpet player or guitar player, I was fast, I could do all that stuff. But the new music was not about impressing the audience, or the critics. The new music was creating a space where healing happens, where the individual would shift vibrational states, literally shift gears into the zone, into the alpha wave and into the theta wave states of transcendence, of higher order coherence. And it would happen at the speed of sound. And being a New York type A individual, it happened virtually instantaneously.
Mm.
Before my albums, when I took and met up some of the people in the music therapy field, they said, well, yes, we have some albums for relaxation, even though Mozart and many of those people were composing in the caffeine capitals of Europe, relaxation was not a prime directive. That was not what they were seeking. The problem was that they said, if you listen to this album for an hour, you'll be relaxed. And I actually said, excuse me, I'm from New York. I don't have an hour. What do you have that can get me there in a minute? And they said, oh, there's no music by the classical masters that can do that. And then I said, aha, that's right. Because this is new music for our new time, and here's the scientific data that proves that my music does this. And some of the people were thrilled with that, and a lot of them said, how dare you, explode the myth that, we set up, that the classical music literature is the most highly evolved on the planet. The masters are the masters, but there are different uses, and they were not generally composing for meditation, for healing, etc. Occasionally some of the pieces were, And certainly some of the masters, like Mozart and Liszt and Chopin, were channeling, but they couldn't use those words.
Right.
And some of them did not even know that they were doing it. Although Mozart would say, remember the story that Gene Hewson always tells, people would say, Mozart, you're such a genius. How do you compose all these things? And he'd say, well, actually, I hear this music in my head, and I write it down, and I thank God that it sounds Mozartian.
Wow, that's beautiful. What a story. What a story of divinity to have each step unfold before you, and the fact that you had the courage to keep moving forward into the next piece, not even knowing where this was leading you, to become
yes.
a pioneer in all of this. And something you mentioned about the silence in the music, which they didn't know what to do with at first. There is a quote from Miles Davis about music, which is, don't play what's there, play what's not there.
Yes. Miles was a master, although his later music got very busy. There were certain parts and certain of the statements that Miles Davis made. Well, he's obviously as a trumpet player and as a musician, one of my heroes, one of the ideological patron saints, because he also told his musicians to practice, to take chances on stage. Mm. And I was always into that discovery phase rather than playing something exactly the same notes that I played every other night before. So Miles knew that, and a couple of his songs, like In a Silent Way, really opened that up. And before I did my recording, that was one of my favorite albums. Other great spiritual masters in jazz were like John Coltrane.
Right.
And on a certain level, Jimi Hendrix also. But using music to get you into that space where the music plays through you, and then you kind of... Part of my background from the poets and the teachers that I had in Buffalo was to get myself out of the way so the music could play through. And that was a huge shift from the New York ego that you had to develop to practice all the scales and learn all the songs and be able to do that on stage. Now it was less is more. And it's not just about me, but it's about how the music can assist you in making your own connection, how it gets you into that state where you become you and really tune into the real you.
100%. Oh, I so get it. I love jazz. You know, we're going to head to a break. Doug is going to cue up the first song. And for everybody who's listening, the only music we're playing in today's show is music composed by, performed by Stephen Halpern. So please enjoy every segment of his song that's played. They won't be played all the way through, but I do want to give you a delicious taste of what is possible and what he creates out into the world. So the first song we're going to cue up is called First Chakra. What should we know about this composition, First Chakra, before it's played?
It is part of Chakra Suite, the album, that each song resonates an individual chakra, starting at the first, moving on up from the base of the spine to the crown chakra at the top of the head. This one is the one that starts the album, so it also tunes into the Schumann resonance, the fundamental harmonic of the earth itself. If you're not driving, you might close your eyes and focus at the base of your spine, the first chakra. You might breathe in. You might also choose to visualize the color red resonating and vibrating at this part of your body. But none of that is absolutely necessary. You just need to stop doing whatever else you're doing and just be, breathe, become aware of the space inside your chest and the space between your ears.
Space inside your chest and between your ears. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Download your free Dare to Dream Radio app from iTunes. The free app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Join me also on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We will be right back.
Thank you. Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration for men and women at rejuvenatemedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at rejuvenatemedical.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Learn at your desk teleseminars. Desire to fix your finances? Become a best-selling author? Execute your goals full circle from dream to done? Learn how to be interviewed on the radio for your business? Expert Debbie Dashinger teaches worldwide teleclasses. Her teleseminars receive rave reviews. Sign up for the teleclasses or receive the downloadable audios. Go to DebbieDashinger.com for your audio class now.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
song we were just listening to is called Deep Alpha 8 Hertz. I'm interviewing Stephen Halpern, who is an American New Age musician. He's a Grammy Award nominee and considered to be one of the founding fathers of New Age music. Find out more at stephenhalpern.com. Stephen, you've done sound healing, theta music healing, chakra, subliminal, angels, weight loss, crystal bowls, huge discography, and you have employed music for a lot of modalities. What is it today, since you've done so much of that already, what are you passionate about today?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of what I do is, and always began as music that I would do for me as a type A ex-New Yorker. Now we might call some of this a certain kind of adult ADHD. When I want to get relaxed, when I want to meditate, I don't want to take 20 minutes getting into the zone. I want to get there right away. So I was looking at ways to amplify the beneficial effects, the uplifting effects of the meditation music. And that's years ago I had been working with some scientists, and it was kind of too early to put brainwave entrainment out into the world. I did demonstrate that when I was on the 48 Hours TV show in 1991, but they cut out all the amazing footage where I blew the producer's mind and the on-air host, that the same music with the addition of some subtle brainwave entrainment, this is like training wheels for the brain. It really, you don't even have to hear it, but your brain perceives it, much like peripheral vision. When something is happening, if you're looking straight ahead, you see something out of, or you sense something out of the corner of your eye, that's kind of the way the brain is able to decode brainwave entrainment when it's in music like the Deep Alpha soundtrack or the Deep Theta soundtrack. So that's where I've been focusing some of those, and then because of the success of those albums, I said, okay, in dealing with healing, I've worked with subliminal affirmations for 35 years. Let's add the brainwave entrainment together with the subliminal affirmations to enhance stress relief. So that's one of the albums to enhance optimal health. This also brings up into discussion the research that Bruce Lipton and Deepak Chopra are popularizing in terms of epigenetics, right, and the ways that we can speak to our own brain, that we can speak to our genes, that we can speak to our cells to instruct them to optimize their expression for optimal health. I remember when I first met Bruce Lipton, I asked him, I said, Bruce, so what's the secret? How do you talk to your, you know, to your cells? And he said, with his wonderful smile, he said, in English. I said, what? How can it be that simple? He says, I don't know, but it works. And that's always been part of my motto. It really doesn't matter how. If it works, let's use it. Right. And I said, well, then we could speak to our cells inside the music, understanding that if we heard the words, which we can do, and that's fine, but many times that the conscious mind, intellectual analysis resistance. If you, for instance, say you are healthy, part of your brain might say, no, I'm not. And if you are wanting to learn better, you say you're able to read a book and remember everything that you're reading, someone and the programming that you've had in the past, you're not a good learner. You can't do this. So the new titles that I have with pain relief at the speed of sound, optimal health at the speed of sound, manifesting abundance mm-hmm. at the speed of sound. Let's, you know, make some soundtracks. And that was before I was rear-ended while sitting, minding my own business at a stoplight 2 years ago. Turns out some of the albums that I was working on are exactly what I needed a year or two later, and I listened to those a lot, and the doctor said, wow, you're making really fast recovery. I can't prove that it was what I was listening to, but I know it didn't do any harm. So that's one of the things I am and continue to be passionate about creating new tools that make that help us do things that we need to do, whether it's writing an article, focusing for higher creativity, reducing stress, which everybody is, and the latest album I have, Relax Into Sleep, there's 65 million people that have a sleep deficit, and I finally admitted and recognized that I'm one of them.
Yeah.
So I said, let me work on updating some of the projects that I've had, because music like Chakra Suite, people have used, and I've used to go to sleep with for many years. It's great to balance the chakras. But if you're in a noisy environment, you need something more. So I started working on a couple projects, and the problem was a number of times I fell asleep in the studio.
Working on it. Oh,
and
my God, that's powerful.
Exactly.
And I need to get that. One of those people, by the way. I go through extremely long stretches where sleep avoids me, and I know the power of that. I can't listen to spoken word while I try to sleep. That will just keep me awake. But if I have the particular vibration in music that is aligned with a sleep modality, I will go to the most beautiful place for long stretches of time.
Beautiful.
So you're speaking to the right person right here.
All right. And on those albums, I include the brain waves that scientists have measured that relate to sleep, which are different than the ones that relate to meditation. And that's why even if I use the same piece of music, it would put me to sleep. So now when I edit, I listen as I go to sleep. I usually ordinarily, I'd be able to listen to the entire album. I was finding that I'd be asleep at the end of the second or third song. Mm-hmm. And over the years, with some of my early albums, some people would actually complain and said, you know, I never heard the end of the album. You know, why did you charge me for the whole album? I said, dude, you're buying that for the effect. That proves it is working. Do you want, you know, if you want to listen to the rest of the album, start the album in the middle, and then you can hear the end. And that's what I wound up doing.
You need one of those commercial warnings.
Exactly.
Warning, may induce sleepiness.
Exactly. And never play when you're driving.
We work for insomnia.
Exactly. Never play when you're driving. You know, Debbie, it might be interesting because you just mentioned something about spoken word and music. One of the problems that people don't know is a problem with most music is that most music includes stress-inducing factors that are actually built into the structure of the chords and the melody. Let me demonstrate why music will keep you up at night by just singing a very simple pattern that we all recognize. And I want our listeners, again, if you're driving, don't close your eyes, but if you're at a desk or somewhere where you could just take a moment, feel what happens inside your chest and in your brain when I sing these this little series of ascending frequencies. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. And if I don't sing that last note, everybody hears that note in their head. Right.
Yeah.
When I do this in live workshops, there's usually about 10% of the people that sing that out. They can't stand not having the completed phrase. Your brain is constantly analyzing and projecting into the future where the music is going. I call that the scaleless interruptus phenomenon. But it's why our brains are consciously analyzing any music we're listening to, classical, rock, or pop, and if they're analyzing, they're not shifting into the brainwaves related to sleep. They're staying in the highly awake beta brainwave state, where the brain is pulsing in maybe a 13 to 39 cycles per second. That's the opposite of what you need to fall asleep, which is when your brain is pulsating at about 1 to 3 cycles per second. So that's really one of the keys. And I look at some of the reviews I've gotten over the years, whether it was 1975 or last year, or my graduate professors have said, I don't know if I could give you a grade on this. I can't analyze your music. It's just too beautiful. I can't stay in the intellectual analytical mode. And I say, that's exactly the point. Neither can I. When I'm in the studio, I don't know what I'm going to play one phrase to the next. So it always keeps me in the moment. It is the archetypal music for mindfulness, because mindfulness is being in the present moment. Relaxation only happens in the present moment. And most music is future-oriented. You know where it's going. You talked about blues. When blues started becoming popular in the mid-60s, part of the reason was it was so simple. At a certain part in the 12-bar cycle, you got to the turnaround where the chords were now going back to the home chord, the tonic, and that would be the climax when the guitar players would get into the most exciting part of their solos, and everybody would know that it was coming at that point. Well, that's great for emotional music, not so great if you try and go to sleep.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so deeply sensitive to music. Also, if there's a brightness to music, that to me signifies I'm awake.
Absolutely.
And that's a whole different vibe than something that actually decelerates everything that's going on in my body. Folks, we're going to cue up another one of Stephen Halpern's song. This one is called Deep Theta 4 Hertz. This is going to take us into our next break. I am on Twitter. Join me there. It's my name, Debbie Dashinger. And when we come back, our final segment, we'll be talking with Stephen and finding out what does music mean to him, what is he next dare to dream, and very importantly, the secrets he has discovered about combining ancient sound healing traditions with quantum biology and energy medicine to produce recordings that support everything he has been speaking about. Stay there. We'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration. For men and women at rejuvenatemedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at rejuvenatemedical.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
That was called Oceans of Mindfulness. That is so my style. Love the sound of the ocean. That music was exquisite. That was composed and performed by Stephen Halpern. If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing author and speaker Stephen Halpern. He is presenting a workshop at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. Go to consciouslifeexpo.com. And listen, if for some reason you can't make it there in person, do not despair. They are live streaming, and live streaming is like you're right there in person. Live streaming is available. So again, Conscious Life Expo, it is February 10th through the 13th. Stephen, we're here towards the end. This is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Well, certainly, I would love to help 65 million people get to sleep at night. Mm. So without a huge budget, you won't see my ads all over TV. And because this is a non-drug alternative, Big Pharma, I learned many years ago, I was on the radio of Big Pharma. They are not happy that people can listen to music and, you know, use that to help fall asleep or to help get rid of a stress-related headache. They really like their monopoly, and they want all the money. But I am looking at also helping the population of ADHD, mm-hmm. both children and adults. There's a lot more of this going on. There are many kinds of ADHD. Not all of them are, you know, with people running around up and down the walls. There are subtle kinds, and what the research is showing is that a lot of us baby boomers are starting to manifest certain kinds of ADHD, and music like the music that I am and have been creating can really get the mind and the brain in tune to function better. And because you could play it in the background, you can keep it going on in the background. It doesn't get in the way. It becomes transparent. So I am now writing articles about music, mindfulness, and ADHD. In fact, mindfulness is already recognized as one of the non-drug alternatives that people with ADHD might want to check out. Because there's so many different sub-genres of ADHD, sometimes a drug that works for one person doesn't work for somebody else. Everybody needs to find what works for them. But I am really looking at that area, and as Danny Brinkley and others have learned 40 years ago, music, like the music that I'm doing, and Chakra Suite is probably number one that's been used in hospice, in death and dying situations. It brings peace to the person who's going through the process. Mm-hmm. When it's played in the hospital room or in hospice, it just creates an aura of peace and well-being. I've seen hospice workers and nurses say, we just want to hang out in this room. It feels so much better. Well, the difference is that that room has music. I visited a friend of mine who unfortunately is just shifting at the hospice. He was in the hospital last night after a stroke. And most hospital rooms have no music. They might have a blaring TV.
It's amazing.
If the person...
Even surgery rooms. I think about that all the time. What a difference that would make for those working on the person and for the person laying there. Bring
Absolutely.
In some music, people. This is huge. And by the way, he brought up Danian Brinkley. Danian's going to be on next week. Highly recommended. A brilliant conversation. I've known him for many years.
Yes.
And Stephen, you're Grammy-nominated, award-winning composer. Your healing music has helped millions worldwide. Blessings and benefits. I will say first, let me go first, that for me, music is a seventh sense. I truly believe the filter through which I experience a lot of life is through music.
Mm-hmm.
When I write my books, I musically can hear what's dissonant, harmonic, what needs to switch to make it work better, where's the bridge, where's the aria. And when I coach, it's the same way. What is music to you? What does it mean to you?
Well, essentially, use some of the exact same words I would use. For me, it's a connection. It's my connection to source. Mm-hmm. It's the place I go, and it's through sound and through silence that I get into some of the deepest states, and then I just align, attune, and listen. So it's really, and when I can't be out in nature, when I can't be by a beautiful, soothing lake or ocean, I bring it with me in the studio, and I put it on some of my albums. That's one of the ancient techniques that a lot of the ancient sound healers used, on a lot of nature sounds, and that's where, that's why you'll find that in some of my recordings. And then the ocean can also become a background, a camouflage, in which the specific different brainwave frequencies can be encoded, and that just gives a different flavor and a different use to the same piece of music. So it's really identifying what goal you are after, whether it's waking up, focusing the mind, going to sleep, enjoying music, meditation, etc. And music, and choosing the right music, I've always been my own DJ. I never, I cannot usually just listen to the radio and have somebody else choose the music, or a robot choose the music like on Pandora or something else. Right. I want to program my own brain, and part of the reason I do the music I do is that's the way I do it. I choose what to put on and when I put it on, and that just keeps me, it's really helped me stay focused and stay productive and creative throughout my life.
And is StephenHalpern.com the place you want to send us to buy your music and read your articles and see where you're going to be next?
That's the best place to, yes, that's where the articles are. People can buy from Amazon. They can't get the subliminals at iTunes, but iTunes has all the other music. But I will be having a lot more exclusive music that will only be available at my website. I'm not the best at keeping up with my Facebook page. I'm trying to do better at that. But the website and some of the other websites that will link to that will be the place to read the articles, to tune in, and to find out what I'm doing next.
Fantastic. I will go there as well. And thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show and for all the inspiration you're providing.
Well, thank you. It's been a blessing with you. Really enjoy your spirit and the whole vibe of the show. Stay tuned, everyone. God bless.
God bless. I end today's show with this quote from George Bernard Shaw. "I think I should have no other mortal wants if I could always have plenty of music. It seems to infuse strength into my limbs and ideas into my brain. Life seems to go on without effort when I am filled with music." Thank you for joining me today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
I'm standing out, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy.
to forget. Life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.